And welcome back to my house, Rosie on the house. It's on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Come on in, get comfortable. Feel free to give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348 to talk about anything you'd like to visit with about fixing up, maintaining, repairing your house, home, castle, or cabin. We're celebrating home ownership in the month of May. It is the National Home Ownership Celebratory Month. So to do that, we're bringing in our Rosie Certified Realtor from the Phoenix metro area, Mr. John Glutch of the Glutch Group. Good morning, John. Thanks for joining us this morning, my friend.
Morning, Rosie. Thanks for having me, and happy Home Ownership Month. Awesome. Something to celebrate.
Yeah, it is. Home ownership. Boy, it's that first real good rung up the American dream ladder, isn't it?
It's true, and I think it's a really, in some ways, very uniquely American privilege to get to own homes. I know for me and my family, it's been the greatest generator of wealth for us over the years, no question about it. And, of course, it's my business, so I have a little skin in the game here, but I have had the privilege of selling literally thousands of houses to people who are much wealthier because of it. It's a really fun, great thing that we get a privilege to do here in America. I love it.
What would you rate the current temperature right now as far as the buying barometer?
Yeah, so right now it's a seller's market for.
Oh.
Hello.
We're going to have to get him back on.
Rosie just hit the wrong button. Sorry, John, we're going to get you right back. But we're talking to John Glutch of the Glutch Group, celebrating May as the month of home ownership. And we're talking about the foundational fundamentals of home ownership. I dropped it. We're going to take a call and come back to him. Romy, why don't you go ahead and bring in James from Goodyear. We'll take a couple calls, keep them from having to hold too long. Good morning, James. How can we help you, my friend, while we get John back on the phone?
Yes, I've got a few cracks from a tree on the fence, the perimeter fence. And I was wondering, how do I fill those cracks? Is there a special caulking that you use, or mortar caulking?
Well, they do make a masonry caulk that you can get from any one of the specialty supply or hardware stores. It isn't going to hold the wall together, but it'll give it. Is it a painted wall, James?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But it will let you repaint the wall, and it'll look a little bit better aesthetically. But it isn't going to be strong enough to hold the wall together, but you'll make it look better. All right? That was just the topic we were talking about in the last hour with our arborist, John Eisenhower, about ways to rebuild the masonry wall so it allows the tree roots to continue growing. You elevate the bottom block off of the ground with a little structural beam, and then you rebuild the wall on top of that. Then, of course, you have to put something between the ground and that first row of blocks to keep the dogs and the pets and everybody else from running through the wall, but also allows for irrigation as well. So there's a couple tips. I understand we've got John back on four. John, I appreciate it. How are you, sir?
Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah,
wasn't your fault. That was me.
Okay. Well, I think I lost your mid-sentence. I was basically saying that the market is very much a seller's market. We've got a red-hot market, and the situation right now is we've got not enough supply for the demand. Demand has really increased recently, and it's because I think interest rates are starting to go up. You know, we're half a point or a full point above what we were 6-8 months ago.
What are you closing at right now? What's your rate right now?
You know, 4 to 5.
Yeah, okay.
Typical right now. You know, it's still historically incredible, you know, but higher than it was.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's causing more people to get in the game. People who are waiting around are like, oh, shoot, I better get here, go out and buy a house. And there's just not enough listings to keep up. So, houses sell in a matter of days. The average days on the market right now is like 30, 40 days before a house is sold. That's very, very fast.
And, John, are you finding that pretty much all across the board or at a particular price point?
No, it's in a particular price point. You're seeing that especially below around $600,000. It is to some degree dependent on which zip code you live into, but the vast majority of homes under $600,000, $500,000 are selling very, very quickly. Anything under $200,000 is going to sell the minute you list it. I mean, if you're anywhere near the right price, they're going to sell very quickly. It's a huge undersupply in the lower price range homes. So if you've been sitting around, you've got a rental house that you were waiting around to sell, I mean, now's an incredible time to get those houses sold. There's people just fighting over them.
Wow. And, you know, I don't think this is unique just to Arizona right now. Jennifer just went to Dayton, Ohio with my oldest daughter, Rachel, and they were in a they shopped for a week in a bidding war over four or five different homes before they finally ended up getting yeah. one. It was absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's nationwide. And what it is we saw the crash. We all remember and we shudder thinking about that, right? It was painful. But what happened was it really slowed builders down. Builders just have not been building houses up until recently at the rate required for how quickly population is growing. So just literally are not enough houses to go around. And until that is resolved, we're going to see prices continue to increase. Now, it's not crazy. You know, the price increases aren't what we saw in the crazy bubble years, but they are marching up, you know, pretty quickly, higher than average for sure.
And I couldn't encourage you. Talk to that first-time home buyer. What are they going to need to have to be able to pull the trigger on getting out of the rental situation and into that first home?
Yeah, rents are increasing very quickly, too. Anyone renting a house knows that. The rental market is red, red hot. So it is an expensive time to rent a house. And so you can get into a house. First-time home buyer programs get as low as zero down. More typically, we see 3.5% down. And so there are financing options available for everyone, depending on your credit and all that. But we can also see FHA loans, meaning first-time, you know, very often first-time homebuyer loans go all the way down to like a 520 credit score. So I think people will be surprised how available loans are. They're not quite as crazy as they were again in, you know, 2004 and 5, but there are loans out there for almost everybody.
Now, when Jennifer and I bought our first home back in about 1978, I actually had to sign documents in blood that no one had gifted me the down payment or, you know, loaned me the down payment, that I had, in fact, saved up my whole 20% down payment. I mean, yeah. in anymore, that's not the game, is it?
No, you can get the money as a gift. The source of the funds is there's kind of almost limitless ways to get that money. So it is a really good time, I think, to start looking around at this. Interest rates are not getting lower. They're getting higher. The amount of home you can buy for the same amount of money is going to be more in a year than it is now, very, very likely. Prices are going to be higher in a year than they are now. Now is a great time for that first-time home buyer. It's also a great time for move-up buyers, so people who want to get into a bigger house. They're going to reap the benefits of a red-hot seller's market. You know, they're going to have to fight to find a good house to buy. But, again, interest rates are going to be higher in a year for that same very house, and the price is going to be higher. So if you're looking to make a move, waiting is probably going to cost you more money than if you just did it sooner than later.
Well, John, we sure appreciate you joining us here at Rosie on the House and celebrating National Homeownership Month. It's John Glutch of the Glutch Group. John, if somebody wanted to visit with one of your representatives about the possibility of, can I, am I ready, can I do this, how would they get a hold of you?
Yeah, best way is just to call us, 480-378-6700. Again, it's the Glutch Group at 480-378-6700, or you can check us out on the web at glutchgroup.com, glutchgroup.com.
And what areas of Arizona do you serve, John?
Maricopa and Pinal County. So we've got good referral sources for the mountains and Tucson, but our specific area is Pinal and Maricopa County. And we sell a couple hundred houses a year, so we are very familiar with almost every part of the valley.
John, thanks a bunch. I appreciate it. The Rosie Certified Realtor for Maricopa and Pinal County, John Glutch. We also have a new member down in Tucson, Joelle.
Joelle Kahn of Tierra Antigua. Got... You know, we've added an additional layer to our screening process, and it's third-party survey, customer surveys and reviews by the Guild Quality, and you know the 14 we've gotten back up front were all five. I mean, that's pretty hard to do.
Five out of five.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
That is impressive. So, celebrating Home Ownership Month. It really was the most important thing Jennifer and I ever did in our young married lives, stepping into that first house right across the street from Sanderson Ford on 51st Avenue. Still remember that house. Let's get back to the phones. We've had some people wait very patiently through the interview. Romy, let's bring Joni from Prescott Valley into the conversation. Beautiful Prescott Valley. Good morning, Joni.
That's a place that's building.
Oh, man.
It is. And that leads me into my question, but... First, I want to say thank you for your show. I've learned so much. I appreciate it.
And are you a resident of the Prescott-Yavapai County area, or are you buying
yes,
a second home
I
up
live
there?
In Prescott, Okay. I live in Prescott Valley, but I moved up here from Chandler about 4 years ago.
Nice. Okay. Very good. Well, I appreciate the kind words of the show. We try hard. So you're into a buying mode yourself here, it looks like, from your question.
Absolutely. I am buying a spec home, but as you said, there's a ton of new builds up here. So I wonder, what's your advice when you do that final walkthrough?
Well, of course, you're going to make sure the builder was licensed, bonded, and insured. So that's going to give you 2 years to kind of take a look at the home, live in the home. And should an issue arise, you'll have 2 years to bring that issue up to them. And if they don't respond, you can then go to the Registrar of Contractors. But there's going to be there's going to be a ton. You know, if it's a spec home, I'm going to want to know what that builder's experience is in that part of the state. I'm going to want to probably. I mean, do you have a particular home you've got your sights set on that you've made the offer on?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And now that you've picked it, it's the location, it's the floor plan, it's the building product you're looking for. You know, at that point, you just kind of check the builder out, and I'd check the suppliers. Do you know, is he going to give you a list of the subcontractors that perform the work on the home?
I never thought to ask.
Yeah, ask for a copy of all the subcontractors and where the different parts and pieces and appliances and plumbing fixtures came from. Where did he source all those? You want to find that out. You might check the Registrar of Contractors. You just go to azroc.gov and type in the contractor's name. It'll show you what his performance at the Registrar of Contractors has been, how long he's been licensed in the state of Arizona. Are there any active complaints against his license? How many historical complaints have been filed? Kind of gives you a background. But I also talk to the subs. I ask them, you know, does this man pay his bills? Have you done work for him for a long time? Are his clients generally pretty happy with the end product? Those suppliers and subcontractors provide an awful lot of behind-the-scenes information that you just can't get anywhere else.
I never thought of that either.
Yeah.
But I'm also wondering, you know, when you go through, I know there's cosmetic things, but should I be lifting something up or turning something on or flushing? I don't know.
And, Joni, the house is completely done?
No.
What stage is it in right now?
Brand new.
But is the house done being built? It's ready to move in now, or is it being framed right now?
It's being framed.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, for you, I would consider hiring a home inspector, and they have a home construction, home inspection service, and they'll go out there once a month, once every 2 weeks, however often you want to pay for it, and it'll be another set of eyes other than the building inspector or the subcontractors that are active in that area, and it can provide some pretty valuable information. Home inspection service probably won't cost you more than $600 or $700 to get it done over the course of the whole construction, and that might be a great place for you to start, Ms. Joni. Good luck. Congratulations on the buy of a new home. When we get back, we've got James in Chandler and you with an open line at 1-888-767-4348.